Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Peyton Manning is the prime example of that. Like, if what happened his first year with the Colts and his interceptions and their record happened today, he may never... He may never get another shot.
No one has patience anymore.
He may never get another shot.
And I get it. The contracts are different. Like, rookies then would have 7-8 year deals. So, like, I understand the context of it. But it's like, it still seems to me we're giving up on guys way too soon.
We totally are. And because they don't have to pay first-round draft picks a ton of, massive amounts of money anymore, you can be expendable.
100%.
And that's a total bummer because clearly this is with almost all professional sports. And some people just aren't going to be good enough to play.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, it's who you got drafted by. What situation did you start your career in can dictate the next 15 years of your life?
Would the Browns rather have Baker Mayfield?
I mean.
They had him.
They had him.
And they scapegoated him.
It's crazy. It's wild. I mean, you would have thought, based on his Browns, the way that ended, that his career would be done, like, what's the guy from Oklahoma? Sam Bradford.
Yep.
You thought he'd just been...
He went to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Looked terrible.
Sure.
And Darnold didn't look much better. Now they're both starting in the NFL for other teams.
It's wild. Wow. Some of these dudes can play, man. It's just the situation you go to.
Turns out the guys around you kind of matter.
Dude, it can't... When you're on a field with 11 guys, one player... It makes a difference, but also the other 10 do too.
Yes.
It's kind of wild. All right. We got to take a break. We thought we were going to get to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. I feel like this is like the Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel thing to where it's like, oh, we ran out of time
for Matt Damon.
No time for Matt Damon when we say we're going to get to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. It never happens. But we're going to right after this break. You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm J.R. Moore filling in on 99 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do that Chris Harrington thing. Welcome to the show. Chris, what are we listening to today?
That is Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad by Derek and the Dominoes. The classic rock supergroup from their one and only album, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. That's co-written by co-band leaders Eric Clapton and Bobby Whitlock. Bobby Whitlock, born and raised in Memphis, died over the weekend.
How much do you – were you familiar that Bobby Whitlock was a Memphis guy? Like, is it, I was not. I mean, I obviously know Derek and the Dominoes. I did not know that Bobby Whitlock was a Memphis dude.
Yeah, I was. I mean, most of his career did not happen in Memphis. So he grew up in Memphis, born and raised, grew up in Memphis, and got his start early on, like sort of on the fringes of the Memphis music scene, sax and stuff like that. But then he left Memphis. He actually went to join up with this group I really love that recorded one album for Stax, the Lainey and Bonnie, this sort of this married couple who had a great sort of classic rock soul group in the late 60s, early 70s. He became a part of that band. And then we want to do other things from there, obviously Derek and the Dominoes. I think he was more L.A.-based. So his career mostly didn't happen in Memphis, but he is from Memphis and got his start initially on the Memphis music scene.
Jeffrey and I touched on this early, like maybe in the first segment. It is insane how much, just stuff in general, but how much music came out of Memphis. It's mind-blowing.
Memphis, and like Memphis still is a great music scene, but Memphis from really the beginning of sort of recorded music, like, you know, the 1920s or whatever, like the first Memphis recording stuff happened in the mid-20s, you know, Memphis Jug Band and yep. Furry Lewis and some of that stuff. From that period up through like the mid-70s, you're talking about 50 years there.
Right.
It's an absolute, like, it really is. I'm not exaggerating. It's a world historic explosion. It's one of the great cultural explosions any city anywhere in the world has had. I believe that to be true. And, you know, the music scene, you know, in the country and globally sort of changed, I think, in the mid-70s. This is sort of a pet theory of mine. And so it was natural that, like, you know, that energy couldn't last forever at that peak. But, you know, blues-based American music, which, you know, really is that sort of that period, Memphis was, you know, where a lot of the energy was. And, like, for that much stuff to come out of a city that small in that period of time, it's really one of the great, like, global cultural explosions. I believe that to be true.
I think you're totally right. And this is probably a harder discussion or a longer discussion than what can be had here. I mean, what do you think is... And I don't, obviously, you can't stay at that peak, but what do you think what finally, like, made it to where it started shifting to other cities and Memphis started having, for lack of a better word, a downturn in that and being so relevant?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. I mean, it's been 50 years since that time
sure,
period I'm focusing on, the mid-70s,
that's
right?
A fair point.
Things have changed in multiple ways. In terms of initially... I think American pop music was directly blues based. You know, you think about the pre rock and roll era and then the rock and roll era in the 50s, 60s, early 70s. It was very blues oriented.
Yep.
And Memphis is the capital of sort of Mississippi Delta blues region. So it makes a lot of sense. And a lot of that energy would be Memphis connected. I'm of the opinion that in the mid 70s, music shifted from being directly blues based to more indirectly blues based and became a little bit more urban. You have, you know, disco happened in the mid late 70s. Punk happened in the mid late 70s. Hip hop happened. Like all these different things sort of emerged that were more urban oriented. And so it came more, a little bit more New York oriented, a little bit big city oriented.
Yeah.
So I think that happened. And so music became less directly blues based. And so when you talk about the 80s, 90s, you think about big scenes, you know, you have hip hop in New York, you have, you know, Seattle alternative music in Los Angeles and different stuff. But now what's happened the last 20, 30 years, like unless it's country music in Nashville, music isn't really regional anymore. Like it all, it just basically lives on the internet, you know? So it's, you don't really have cities that are like, that have the energy anywhere. Like, not only is Memphis not what it used to be, no place is what Memphis used to be, you know?
That's true. I mean, like, there's a, Memphis has like a hip hop scene and there's a Memphis hip hop thing, but that's not, that's not like relevant at a large scale as, you know, what popular music was, I guess, in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, you still have local regional scenes, but it's not, cities themselves are not as synonymous with musical scene, music scenes, I think, is the way they were 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you know?
That's right. I mean, and with everything being based out of Nashville now, even, that almost doesn't mean, culturally, that doesn't mean anything. It just means that you went to an industry city.
It's an industry city. That's 100% right.
And so that I get that. It's just crazy to me. It's one of those things where like it irks me even more that we don't have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here, considering how much started and came out of here. But I guess that's a money question and not a relevant to
100%. That's something. As much as people in Memphis look back historically and lament like not getting the NFL team. I don't know if Memphis should have gotten the NFL team back then, right? The one that went to Jacksonville.
Yep.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Memphis should have gotten the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I mean, that's more of the one that got away.
100%. I mean, and that's just Cleveland outbidding Memphis, right? I mean,
100%.
God, there are some short-sighted things that our city leaders and even like and we tie that into the university leaders have done that it's you can't see the forest for the trees, and you're just like, what? If you could go back in time and change these things, it would be great, but you cannot. So it is what it is.
Yep.
Okay. I saw that Drew Hill had talked about or tweeted out. I don't know if he read about it or tweeted it out. About the Ja 3s had just dropped and sold out in a matter of minutes on the Nike sneakers app. And there's a new Ja commercial. Have you seen that? The new Ja commercial for his
shoes? I've seen it on YouTube or on Twitter or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know whether it's being broadcast anywhere, but yeah.
What do you think about that commercial?
I don't know. I mean, I think the shoes, I'm not a shoe guy, but to me, the shoes seem pretty good.
I think so too.
I don't love that. I think some of the other commercial stuff they've done in the past that got short circuited by the off court stuff and didn't get broadcast as broadly as they would have otherwise was better than this one.
I agree.
And maybe that's just me. Like the graphic elements and the way that like some of the stuff, I didn't love it from a, you know, filmmaking or whatever standpoint. It didn't really grab me. I would like to see more. I don't know what the rights issues are. I would like to see more like using actual game stuff in some of these ads. This dude did 2 360-degree layups in the same basketball game.
Yeah,
that was the most watched play in the entire NBA last season. Put that in a commercial. Put that in a commercial, not like something you created and like on a soundstage.
I know it felt like that. Like in the commercial, it's like he goes around crosses over a couple dudes, and I'm like, that looked like he just crossed me over. Like, but why can't we not use the actual legitimate awesome plays he's done?
Show the world him dunking on Jakob Poeltl.
100%. I mean, this commercial was fine. It was fun. It reminded me like whatever Gatorade commercial they do on a soundstage. It didn't like move the meter like have any kind of emotional tower. Like I've seen other commercials where they've done with him, and I'm like, oh, that was rad. This was just like, all
right,
that's
right,
fun
right.
with the eyeballs popping out. I'm curious. Here's and I know you said you're not much of a sneaker guy, but I'm actually curious. And Jeffrey can chime in too on this if he wants to. Let's take Jordans out of the equation. What's the last signature shoe you owned or bought? Do you remember?
Probably no. That Jordans. Like
Jordan,
I bought Jordans
Jordan?
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Original Jordans.
Okay,
like, that was it. I wear canvas sneakers, usually New Balance or Nike. I like them to be colorful.
Sure,
but I don't. like the idea of this is the Jason Tatum shoe. Right. I don't
care. Did you ever buy Penny, the foamposites? Did you ever buy the pennies?
No.
I didn't either. I think the last pair of non-Jordan signature shoes I had were, I think I had a pair of Charles Barkley's when I was 12.
I had a pair of Magic Johnson's, but that was before the Jordans. Oh, I'm a little bit older.
Was it the Converse? The Converse ones?
The Converse with the white with the yellow and purple.
I was a Celtics fan, so I wanted Larry Bird's version of that. But I guess either they didn't make them in kid sizes or you couldn't find them. I can't remember why I never got them.
I have the answer.
No, those were good basketball.
Those were great.
The Bird and Magic.
Jeffrey had some Tracy McGrady's.
Yeah, that's the last signature shoe. Because remember, also like when we started like playing basketball as we got older, Nike started doing the team shoe.
You had Eddie Horner from All-American would come to your school and do your fitting. So by the time I was in middle school, through high school, we wore
all
team
wore the
shoes.
Same shoes. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And now you can wear whatever you want again.
Correct.
They're back to wearing you could wear.
Well, that was like the status thing was getting the team shoe.
Getting the team shoe absolutely was a status. That's a good point. I didn't know if that.
My status
is
what's cheap at designer shoe warehouse. That's more than whatever basketball shoe I'm going to wear.
The status. Well, in my 20s, the status became which pair of Chuck Taylors did you have? What color?
Right.
Highs or lows?
Well, there was also don't forget like what's going to be at the Nike outlet.
Like
a year older. Yeah, like because that never bothered me.
No.
Yeah, you could. That's the other part. It became like a what. What can I put that looks fine and is like not going to break the bank?
That's exactly right. I've
been in the bargain shopper phase for decades at this point.
Are your kids into signature shoes?
No, not really. In fact, I can't. My son, he likes to wear Crocs and he likes to wear They're not. I don't know if they're Birkenstock brand, but like sandal
Crocs,
looking
man.
Things with socks, and it looks ridiculous. And I don't know.
Like it is crazy that the most like one of the biggest no-nos of fashion with socks and sandals for like 30 years, if not longer.
Now these kids are wearing that. It looks terrible.
And now it's like if you don't wear socks with your Crocs, you are unfashionable. And it's the way it looks awful. I do not understand.
I miss the whole cultural transition. When did Crocs go to being like in?
It's weird because I feel like dressing ironic became the new, it was no longer ironic, it was like actually cool to and fashionable to a younger generation. It was similar to like mullets.
I think you're right. What started as a sort of a lark became like people actually started to like things that are ugly.
Yes. Yeah, ugly is in.
Comfortable. Like, that's the thing. It's like everyone just moved to like, oh, these, like someone realized like these things are kind of comfy.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of went to ugly as in. Even with like female fashion, it kind of went to ugly as in. With dude fashion, it went to mullets and mustaches.
Yeah.
And like, you can now have a mustache and have a look handsome and have a nice looking mustache. But like, mullets, you can't look good
with
a mullet.
It's tough to look good no matter what. Like,
it's tough to look good with a mullet. And so I think Crocs are the same thing to where. My son loves Crocs and socks. I have one pair of Crocs. They're bright yellow, and I got them yellow on purpose because they were the cheapest ones, and they were a reminder you cannot wear these outside of the house.
Right. This is a house thing.
It's a house shoe only to go out in the yard, but they're yellow, so don't forget and don't wear them anywhere else.
The farthest you can go is take the trash out.
That's exactly right. You can't leave the property in them.
You got to make sure nobody's watching.
My son also, he has all the Ja versions. He has Tatum's. He loves signature shoes. I think it's Crocs and signature shoes is where he's at. What do we have going on with the Grizzlies right now?
The Crocs and sandals. The schedule is going to come out later this week, so we're sort of in a holding pattern.
Oh, we have scheduled day.
They've leaked out the Christmas day and the opening day, and the Grizzlies aren't in either of those, which is a surprise to anyone.
No.
Obviously, we know they're going to London and Berlin in January, so that's already out. But the full NBA schedule is supposed to come out on Thursday. So,
are you a fan of
waiting around on that?
Are you a fan of the maybe not even just limited to the Grizzlies, but the overseas thing with the NBA?
I don't know. I think it's probably a good thing, a good experience for the teams themselves and for the fans who are there. But I don't remember, like when this came up with the Grizzlies in it, I thought back to last year, and I vaguely remembered it was the Pacers and Spurs.
Yep.
But, like, I didn't watch those games, and I didn't remember those games being a big deal among basketball fans who weren't fans of the Pacers or the Spurs, right?
Yeah.
So I assume there's good that comes out of it, but I don't think it's inherently like a big deal.
I feel like they
for general basketball fans.
They have to have data that this is a good thing and that they see, you know, whether it be merch growth or they can have data to
They're trying to launch this NBA Europe League, and so they're really ramping up to do that. So I think that's what a lot of the focus is.
Is the
NBA to build Europe, NBA fandom in these cities where they want to have NBA Europe teams?
Is that going to be like a minor league, or just like another competing league with like, you know, the Spanish league and whatever else?
It's very unclear, like whether they're going to like. It's very unclear, and I don't know a lot about how the leagues work over there. But it feels like they may be trying to go head to head with some of the existing professional leagues in Europe.
I wish they would never go for this, but I do wish that, like, instead of having the in-season tournament for the NBA, I wish it would be like European basketball or like soccer, how they do the Champions Cup, or the leagues play each other. So I would love that,
right?
We took our in-season tournament and we played in a North American or the America's Cup or whatever, where we played Brazilian teams and Argentinian teams of actually club basketball. I think that would be so much more interesting than just like we change the courts over and play against each other again.
I would bet something like that is like an Adam Silver's 10-year plan in the back of his head.
Really?
Like if they can pull off the NBA Europe. That would be my guess.
Oh, I think that would be so much cooler. And as far as like growing the game globally, I feel like that would be more interesting to getting more people involved as opposed to just playing three regular season games over in Europe.
Yeah, I think the NBA Cup thing is sort of a baby step into trying to retrain like the American basketball fan into thinking about those different styles of competition that are more normal in European leagues, but like we just don't do here. And so you sort of got to reorient your thinking to like keep up with different stuff like that, and we'll see how it goes.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, whatever happened to old NFL Europe, Jeffrey? That was
like most things. The NFL was like, oh boy, we lost a nickel on that. So we got college football. We'll just keep that's free. We're gonna keep using that as our feeder system.
I guess it's money and they get data that says it supports it. I hate the London game or the overseas games for the NFL because it happens on Sunday morning when I can't watch it.
And you never remember to set your lineup. Like, it's just like, oh God.
And so I like being on, you know, having more attention for the Grizzlies playing in London and Germany. I guess that's cool, but I don't know. I kind of like having the MLK game here too. Is my thoughts. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
You know, I don't have strong. There's so many games, especially in the NBA. There's just so many games. It's not like you're going to watch every game that happens.
That's true.
So I'm fine with games happening that are for other people. I'm sort of like, it's a Christmas Day. Like every time it comes out, people want to analyze the Christmas Day schedule, and I'm like, I'm not watching any of those games.
That's fair.
Like I watch tons of basketball, and like, but I don't need to watch basketball every day. And Christmas Day, I'm just not going to watch basketball.
That's a fair point. Fair point. All right, I got a couple questions, and I'm going to get you out of here. And there, because. Seems like all of my discussions revolve around food, and so. But there's two questions that I don't think I've talked to you before about. I know you you moved to Minneapolis. Have you found your Minneapolis food spots yet? That you're like, these are my go to spots.
Well, I'm in St. Paul, which is
St. Paul. My bad. You're right across the river.
Like,
my bad. My bad.
Up here, they think they're different places, like
yes.
It's Memphis and Nashville or something. So I got to get into the mind frame of defending, you know, the smaller city. I'm not in Minneapolis. I'm in St. Paul.
To be fair, that if you live in South Haven, you better not tell that person they live in Memphis because they
right.
No, I do not live in South Haven. I realize Minneapolis and St. Paul are the same way, and I just got them mistaken. All right,
so
go ahead.
I'm actually cooking more, and I've become a farmer, by the way.
What?
We're growing lots of stuff. Yeah, man. We've done butter lettuce. We've done green beans. We got cucumbers coming out of our butt.
Whoa.
I got tomatillos coming in. I got bell peppers, tomatoes, and onions coming in. So I've been growing and cooking a lot. But, like, our neighborhood I really like because there's lots of places we can walk to.
That's
and so
awesome.
I got, like, 7-8 restaurants, like, we can walk to that are sort of in the rotation. And so, yeah, we found our we have one like upscale restaurant that's about 5 blocks away, and I've never actually eaten in the dining room. About once a month, my wife and I will go and just go early and sit at the bar and have cocktails and share some fancy food. and it's a cool vibe, and like the bartenders like just play records on an actual record player and
you
like
awesome.
To hang out there.
Okay, that's pretty fantastic. That sounds like a great vibe. Mm-hmm. It's yep. funny to me that it took you moving to one of the northernmost states we have to become a farmer when you had a much more agreeable climate here.
I don't know if we did. The thing about Memphis is it gets so hot. If you go on summer vacation, like you're not taking care of stuff. You come back home and everything's burned up.
That's
at least that
point.
Was our situation.
Yep.
So we tried to grow tomatoes on and off over the years to middling success. And we grew peppers in Memphis to like a lot of success, but then you had like more peppers than you could
yes.
eat. Like, what are we doing with all these peppers?
Right.
But we never had tremendous success, and a lot of it was on us. And we've just sort of like, you know, seat of our pants. Let's just throw this. Let's get a couple of raised beds and just throw some stuff in there and see what happens. Like, I haven't done any pruning. Like, I've done a really
sure.
like half-assed job with it, and stuff just keeps growing. So we're excited about it, and we're planning to add like another raised bed next year. So I'm a farmer now.
That's fantastic. I love it, Farmer Chris Harrington. Adding to the titles of all the things you do, Farmer Chris Harrington. All right,
I think Chris brings a good point. To actually grow your own stuff here is expensive.
It is.
Because you have to just use all the water.
It takes so much water to do it. You're exactly right. All right, last question, I'll get you out of here. All right, I have the show's over at 11. I have a meeting that I have to be to at 11:45 at like the Poplar and Poplar and Estates area. What am I eating for lunch? Give me something. I got time to pick up lunch before my meeting. What should I go do?
You know, my dad lives in Poplar Estates, so when I'm in Memphis, that's where I'm at.
Oh, nice.
Now.
All right.
You know, Little Italy is right down the street from there, in whatever the shopping complex is.
Yep.
And that's a good quick lunch. Pizza by the slice. They also have good pasta. If you're in a pasta mood, that's a good place to get a bowl of pasta.
Perfect. Love it. I think I might have to give that a shot today. All right, Chris, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. I guess Jeff will be back tomorrow, and he'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man.
All right, cool. Thanks. Have a good day. That's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian, straight out of St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Straight out of St. Paul. I can't believe I made the mistake. Told him Minneapolis. I know better than that. I know how those.
So you probably traveled there.
St. Paul, I have. I like St. Paul. It's nice. But it is funny. I mean, they're right next to each other, but they might as well be.
There is definitely like a cultural divide.
100%.
Which is like, it's like what separates you, a river?
Yeah. No, it matters to the people who live there.
Yeah.
It does. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we have some more fun stuff to talk about.
We got NFL quarterback tears, baby.
Oh, man. It is NFL quarterback tears.
And we got bad injuries.
NFL quarterback tears is like talking about hand size at the combine.
This now we're cooking with gas.
Now we're cooking with gas. And we have undignified injuries,
yes.
too. Can't wait.
Tough one.
You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. My name is J.R. Moore. That's Jeffrey Red across the glass. I'm filling in. He's not. He's here 24 hours a day. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show. J.R. Moore filling in. I haven't said it today. I guess I should. If you want to contact me, tell me how great I'm being on radio, you can. Tweet at me at J.R. Moore Music. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, both on those. Everything I have is at J.R. Moore Music. If you want to tell me how great I'm not at radio,
at J.R.I.G.
99 ESPN. That's how that works out. All compliments at mine.
Yeah, I grew up on the internet. It's
like, okay. You know how it works.
I can see that.
You know how it works. If you want to tell me I have a real face for radio, that's you can let me know.
Absolutely.
Either way. All right. We have quarterback tiers to talk about. And I'm offended. I'm going to go on record. I just looked. Jeffrey printed out 127 pages.
Seriously, I think it was 72. In fairness, we tried to not make it, but
outrageous how many pages he like. I don't have my subscription to The Athletic has expired. Mm-hmm. I guess, and so he couldn't just email me the article.
Correct.
And when he tried to print it out, what the print added in,
right? You couldn't just do the PDF of
no. It gave me pictures.
Print screen like.
I have pictures of every quarterback. It is incredible. And so what jumps out first to me is that the top quarterback they listed in tier two. Let's go ahead and tell them tier. Tier one are all the people exactly who you think it is.
I think there's one surprise.
Jaden Daniels right there at the top of tier two seems a little premature.
So the top four of tier one is what I think everybody would have in some order. They actually have Mahomes and Burrow tied for first.
That's fine.
Okay. Allen is three, Lamar is four.
That's all. I have no argument with that.
So jumping up into tier one, and honestly, if you think back to who played the Eagles the toughest in the playoffs, they put Matthew Stafford at five.
I mean, that's bold, but I think he is underrated at this point.
I think that's probably fair. I do also think, though, with Stafford, there's going to be this whole question of how healthy is he going to be throughout the year?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're already doing and, like, I think what they're doing is, hey, we've got a guy in his late 30s. We're going to rest him during camp.
Right.
Because he's had the back. Like, he's had a lot of issues. So we're just not going to push it because we know what he is. With that said, like, he is also in his late 30s, and there's a lot of miles on that body.
Lot. Do you think – I think he has underappreciated his career as a whole based on maybe the bad – how many bad years there were in Detroit?
There's some bad Detroit years. I think also, though, maybe he kind of gets underappreciated because at times – he just plays through injuries, and so you'll see their games where you're like, man, he looks terrible.
Yeah.
And I think also at the same time, it's like, hey, man, he plays through a lot.
Right.
And if the best ability is availability, I think you're probably fair. I think you're probably onto something that he has been underappreciated.
I think so. Speaking of best availability is availability, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, and they have Tua as a third-tier quarterback, maybe ranked around 17th, which...
Exactly. He's behind Kyler and Aaron Rodgers.
He's behind C.J. Stroud, who they call Tier 2, and Brock Purdy, who they call Tier 2.
Situation matters.
You're right, which we talked about earlier. Situation matters. But here's the thing, is that the Dolphins cannot win without him.
Right. He is like a 65% win percentage guy.
When he plays, they win football games. Now, they may not win late because they're not very tough and they can't play in the cold. But,
they do struggle to, like, run the ball to put the game away.
They do. However, they win games. They're a good football team when he plays, and they win games. And when he doesn't play, they're
unwatchable.
They're unwatchable. They might as well be. They're tanking going for the number one draft pick.
Correct.
It's incredible the difference he makes. It's very similar to Ja and the Grizzlies.
Yep.
When he plays, say what you want. When he plays, they win. Same with Tua. When he plays, they win. Having him down that low seems crazy to me.
I do also think, though, if you're just ranking, like, I do think you have to consider availability.
Well, you're right. Then if that's part of the ranking,
you're a Dolphins fan.
Yes.
What's the number of games if I offered you with Tua that you say, give it to me? 12?
For him to be healthy for?
Right.
Oh, yeah. If he can play 12 games, yeah.
Which, like, that's kind of the issue.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like, you've now been beaten down. You're just like, if you just give me 12 games, like.
I think they're 8-4 in those games.
Right. And so then you got to scratch and claw to find two or three more wins.
Yeah.
To be
a
playoff team.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're right. That is, it is, it's kind of a bummer because.
Right.
I think he is, but I even think when he plays, people think he's not as good as he is.
No, I do think the problem with Tua is, I think the haters are wrong, and then I think the blind defenders are wrong. Like, the people that just remember him in Alabama and, like, no, he's really good. It's like, he has a flaw.
He does.
He cannot stay healthy.
He cannot.
He couldn't stay healthy at Bama. He can't stay healthy now. With that being said, this idea that he just, like, sucks, that is.
That's crazy.
Wildly
talk.
Wrong.
That's crazy talk. It's just that he doesn't make these plays like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
He doesn't have the unbelievable arm, and because of that, he depends on timing. He depends on making the right reads and whatnot. So it's just never going to be sexy.
No, it's not sexy. But making the right read and timing is not sexy. But that's what he.
But it moves the ball.
He excels at that.
It's weird though that why do you think Burrow? I guess holds onto the ball longer and throws it. Like, throws it more down the field.
Yes.
But, like, Burrow at his best is the same thing.
Yes.
But it's a different. I think he moves around a little better.
He does. It looks more powerful.
Yeah.
And he does hold on to it. Where if two holes on the bar holds onto the ball too long, he's going to the hospital.
Correct.
And Burrow can get away with it.
And I do think that's a big problem that we see with young quarterbacks, particularly, like, those that have only spent their entire lives playing in the spread.
Yeah.
Like, they've just been conditioned to, like, you hold on to the ball to make the big play.
Yes.
And, like, now they get into the NFL. It's like, you hold on to the ball, you're dead.
But you're in trouble.
You are dead.
You're in big trouble. Who's our last place? I'm curious. I want to know who our last place got. Was it Kenny Pickett?
Obviously, I think it was Russell Wilson. Tier 4 is Russ at 26, Fields at 27, Michael Penix 28, J.J. McCarthy at 29, Daniel Jones at 30.
Dude, how can they have McCarthy over Daniel Jones when McCarthy hasn't played a snap?
I think the idea of just you're not Daniel Jones gives you a boost. They have Flacco at 31. They have Anthony Richardson at 32 behind Daniel Jones. Spencer Rattler's 33. We also added in Tier 5, which is titled A Tier 5 Quarterback is Best Suited as a Backup. 34 is Kenny Pickett. So he is at our last man bringing up the rear.
That is tough. That's tough to be behind a guy who hasn't played a game yet.
Well, I mean, Kirk Cousins is ahead of
Penix. Kirk's
at 25. He's going to be ahead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's going to be ahead of 9 guys.
What are they going to do with him?
Yeah, he is also ahead of Penix. That's true.
What are they going to do with him?
I'm also wondering at this point if they're doing the inverse of what they did last year, which is, we believe in Penix. We hope that we're never drafting again.
He's going to get hurt.
Correct. Or it's just like, no one has offered us anything that's worth trading Kirk Cousins. What if we got it wrong? Like, they're trying to win now.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's having the insurance policy. They've already paid the money. They committed the money. So it's like, they keep paying him.
I mean, but if you get it wrong, if you're hedging on that, like, what if we got it wrong again? What is your locker room doing?
I don't know. I do think, he actually is good.
I do too. Do you think it's believable that he was actually hurt, like shoulder issues last year when he started throwing the ball wild?
With Kirk, yes.
Yes. Or yeah, was Kirk Cousins was being Cousins?
No, Kirk was hurt.
Okay.
Like, I think Kirk, A, we've seen the people that are trying to come back from the Achilles.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they physically get cleared to come back,
yeah.
But they ain't right. And then on top of that,
I know that feeling.
He got sandwiched, I think, in a Saints game, and he was never the same after that. Because there was, like, a stretch
he was playing
in the middle of
football.
The season where he was awesome, and then all of a sudden you're like,
it fell off the map.
Couldn't complete a pass.
Yes.
And, like, to me, like, that's something more than, hey, they're throwing a certain look at you that you haven't figured out.
Right. That was. I didn't know if the argument I heard some was like, oh, did Father Tom finally get him? He can't throw the ball anymore.
Like, to me, it's like he had a stretch in the middle of the season where he was I mean, there was that Thursday night game against the Bucs where he threw for like 500 yards.
Yeah. There were times that he was really good last year.
And he's, so if you watch quarterback on Netflix, they get into it. It's pretty obvious. Now, they don't want to say anything because they didn't put it on the injury report. Like, they'd be guilty of breaking NFL rules. So that's the complicating factor.
Got it. So they cannot admit.
Correct. They were lying.
They can't back his story up that he was actually hurt.
Right.
Yeah,
it's the NFL, baby.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. It's wild having a $150 million quarterback on your bench, though.
Yeah.
That is something else.
But it's a good insurance policy.
That is. I mean, you're almost, at this point, it's almost like fantasy football, how if you're in a league that has two quarterbacks because you have to have that because you're going to have somebody who's they're going to get hurt. You almost have to have two good quarterbacks on your team now.
Yeah.
And just one guy is going to be upset that he's a backup.
That's what the money's for.
But that's what the money's for. Because a backup quarterback has never been more valuable. A good backup quarterback has never been more valuable than it is,
yes.
I feel like, in today's.
Especially now, football. Like, if most of your quarterbacks are going to be the young guys, like, I think they all hold on to the ball too long.
Yes.
Like, I think Brady has, some of the stuff that he's saying is, like, it feels kind of self-serving. The one that I will meet him halfway and shake his hand and say, I'm with you. The way that the game is coached now, they've all come up playing the same style of football in high school, the same style of football in college, where everything is either RPO. Like, they haven't learned how to, like, hey, man, it's like 2nd and 7. They're bringing the blitz. I just got to get the ball out of my
hand. Yes. Yeah.
Like, it's all hit the scheme play. Hit the big shot.
There's a reason that guy played till he was 45,
yes.
and he played well.
Correct.
That he was still really good because he knew that's the old.
How to play the position.
He knew how to play the position. And so, he definitely has a point there. That's not old guy being,
back in
my day. He's
correct.
Not doing that. No, he's being legit.
And then, like, part of it is also, like, hey, they can't hit the quarterback like they used to. But it's like, they still can, like, they can't sandwich you like they did once upon a time.
Well.
But they're still bigger, stronger, and faster, and they're coming at you, and they can still get a shot on.
Ask Tua how well they can't hit the quarterback.
Correct.
Come on, man.
Well, let me ask Burrow.
Ask Burrow. Ask Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
You can still hit them.
Yes.
You can still hit them. All right, another football story, actually not NFL, did you see that guy hit the 70-yarder for the Jags?
So that's insane. So it's Cam Little. He kicked at Arkansas.
70 yards.
It does kind of suck that it's like, watch this kick, amazing kick that didn't
count.
And you're like, wait, it doesn't count? Like, was there a penalty? Like,
no.
No, it's just because it was a preseason game.
I mean, that is.
Like, he still hit it. It scored.
What are the odds? Because he clearly has a leg. What are the odds?
And it wasn't like, oh, it bounced in.
No.
It had some room.
What are the odds he gets a chance to do that in an actual NFL game?
I think it has to be, all right, they've got to have the ball at the end of the half.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's any way you try that unless it's that situation, end of the half, end of game, because in the NFL, they would spot it right where he is. So if he misses it.
Oh, right.
So it's at the spot. So what, that's the 40?
That's a field flip.
Correct.
So it had to be end of half, end of the game. You're right.
So, like, how many things have to go right for you to get that shot?
And you wonder in a real game if they're, you know, the other team's special teams would be more aggressive trying to block
Correct.
It.
Correct.
You know, so kicking it low would be an issue. But man,
it was fun.
But I tell you what, 70 yards is 70 yards.
I watched it.
It was a click. That was a game. And there were teams wearing uniforms.
I will watch this.
And I will watch this. That was incredible. And in football, but non-NFL. Well, some of it's NFL. Is it not weird that Jimbo Fisher is, like, publicly lobbying for a job?
So, I guess the tides have turned, and everybody, like, Gruden's doing it.
It's just so weird.
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, honestly, like, Rich Rod kind of did it. Like, he started lobbying publicly to get the West Virginia. Like, I think the tides have just changed where it used to be like, hey, let your agent do this for you. Whereas now it's like, you got to let the people know.
I can't believe Jimbo is only 59 years old. It feels like he's been coaching since before I was born.
He was very successful, very young.
The name Jimbo Fisher, I feel like, has been around since Newt Rockne.
I think his first coordinator job was LSU in 2000.
Okay, yeah, that's a long time.
Like, he predates Saban getting there, and Saban retained him.
Okay, maybe that's why I've always, I feel like he's been around the SEC for as long as I, in the
and then obviously
football.
And then at Florida State.
Yeah.
Like,
It just seems weird. Like,
no, that is a new trend. That is something to monitor. It's like, hey, this did not used to be this.
This is not a thing like that. That he's like, I'm only 59. I'm healthy. I'm in shape. And I'm like, wait, what is happening right now?
Like, and now, you know, he's like doing the radio. It's like, is he gonna be the lobbying on the Florida State broadcast? Like, if it goes bad for Mike, is he gonna be like
getting that job?
Here's
back?
What I would have done. It's like, okay, I guess,
dude,
this is where we are.
That is feels so taboo. But I, whatever.
Welcome to this new day.
It's a new day. I guess you got to do it. I need somebody to pay me $76 million to go
away. To not work?
Please.
Yeah.
Please, somebody.
Jimmy's very good at what he does.
What can I do to get paid that much?
Sounds like you need Jimmy Sexton's your agent.
I mean, honestly, I'll work for that much. But if I could also not work for that much.
Even more so.
That would be great. What's coming up next today?
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jeff Calkins is actually going to join them. He will be back on the radio to join them at the 1 o'clock hour. Coach Hurd will be with me today on Jeff Wright and Company. Jason Munn's going to join us at 2:35. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thanks to Chris Harrington for joining us. My name is J.R. Moore, filling in for Jeff. Holler at me on the internets if you'd like to. I'd like to hear from you. Try not to hurt yourself in an unidentified way.
Don't tear your Achilles in the old man game.
Don't jump out of a car window and get caught. Like,
don't try to do a backflip out of your car celebrating.
Just try to stay safe out there, guys. Try to stay safe.
Don't pull a all muscle sleeping.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
It's Monday. Have a great rest of your week and have a good Monday. It's beautiful outside. You listen to 99 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.